Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
This month is Adoption Month, and we're celebrating all week with our special guest, Lacrece Bundy. She is a faith-based attorney, licensed in both Nebraska and Iowa, and God has placed on her heart to be an advocate through the legal system for children in foster care and for families that want to create forever homes for children that don't have moms and dads. Welcome, Lacrece.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've been talking about the Roe decision and how that impacts the church needing to step up, how you're passionate about this issue. But today, I want to talk about what are the important steps to take in preparing for adoption.
Yeah, it is really important for people to understand that adoption is something that's really dear to the Lord's heart. And so we want to approach it as a holy thing. So these kids are needing parents, right? They're not looking for somebody to necessarily rescue them, right? They're not a project. They're an actual human. And so it's really important that our hearts are postured to actually want to be a parent to a child, you know, to want to give our lives to them so that they can know the Lord and that they can know how to be a human in society and how to, you know, live out the godly values. And so what I usually tell folks who are thinking about adopting is it's really important for your heart to be in the right place when it comes to just why you want to adopt in the first place. That's really important.
Well, I've heard you specifically say, be prepared to lay your life down for another. Hey, Lacrece, for people listening in that are considering adoption, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, so you can check out my website at lbundylaw.com, or you can also give my office a call at 402-235-1112. And if you are on social media, you can check me out on YouTube, on Facebook, or even on Instagram.
Let the Church of Jesus Christ step up and make forever families for children who do not have homes. God bless you, Lacrece.
Thanks, Karen.